The Trump administration has decided to expand a major immigration detention center in California, despite scathing criticism of the facility from watchdogs within the Department of Homeland Security. NPR has obtained new information from a previously confidential inspection of the facility. The inspection found that bad medical care at the facility was likely responsible for bone deformities and even detainee deaths. In one case, a detainee was kept in solitary confinement for nearly 2.5 years. Tom Dreisbach is an investigative reporter for NPR's Embedded podcast. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
So, Tom, tell us what you've been able to learn about this facility, because it was already problematic, right? And it sounds like you found out even more information.
Right. So this is the Adelanto ICE Processing Center in Southern California. It's one of the biggest immigration detention centers in the country, holds about 2,000 detainees, most of whom have no criminal record. And it has come under intense scrutiny in the past. But this report that we obtained goes far beyond that. It was written by experts for the Department of Homeland Security Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. That's a watchdog office inside the government. And they did an inspection of the facility in late 2017 and found many problems. For example, that detainees were put in solitary confinement for hundreds of days, even if they have a serious mental illness. They found detainees were disrespected and retaliated against if they complained. And they found that medical leadership was, quote, incompetent, and that was leading to negligent medical care, things like missing medication and long waits for treating broken bones. It was so bad, the experts found, that at-risk detainees should be immediately transferred out for their health and safety. And by at-risk, they meant anyone over 55 years old or anyone with a health issue like diabetes.
But just to step back for a second, this inspection was from a few years ago. Why are we only hearing about it now?
Well, sources familiar with these reports tell me that they almost never become public. The nonprofit group Project on Government Oversight actually sued the government to get a copy of the report, and they published a version of it last fall, but it was heavily redacted. Separately, we obtained the report under the Freedom of Information Act, and in our case, for whatever reason, it included a bunch of new information.
Tom, can you talk about how ICE has responded? And also, I understand that this facility is actually run by a private contractor, right? The GEO Group. What have they had to say about all this?
Well, GEO declined to comment to us, and a spokesperson for ICE told me that detainee health and safety is a high priority for the agency, but they said that the agency only agreed with roughly half of the recommendations in the report, but they declined to say which parts of the report they agreed or disagreed with, or what steps, if any, they had taken to fix the problems. So I talked to a bunch of immigration attorneys who represent detainees at this facility, and they say they really didn't see any major changes after this report was issued. For example, I talked to Liz Jordan. She's working on a major civil rights lawsuit against this facility and others. Here's what she told me.
The mental health expert identified one place where substandard psychiatric treatment was more likely than not to have contributed to somebody's death, right? Like, that's, you can't fail any worse than that. And, you know, no changes were made.
But as you mentioned at the top of this conversation, Audie, the facility is actually expanding. At the end of this year, ICE signed a new 15-year contract with GEO. And going forward, this facility will be able to hold almost 2,700 detainees.
How is that possible? Because you have a new California law that essentially bans private immigration detention centers in the state.
Right. The state passed this law in part because of all these critical findings like this, but Immigration and Customs Enforcement calls the law inappropriate and harmful. GEO Group actually sued the state of California because they say it's unconstitutional. But regardless, they were able to circumvent that law because it did not go into effect until January 1st, and they signed the new contracts before the new year. So advocates say that means a contractor is essentially being rewarded despite all these problems.
That's Tom Dreisbach of NPR's Embedded podcast. Thanks so much for your reporting.
Thanks, Audie.